Hello. Welcome to Be Your Best Self Health Chats, weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands. I am your host, Kristen Longacre.
We are back and we are going to continue our series, The 10 Reasons Your Diet Isn't Working. This week, we're going to answer the question, are you eating enough protein? Before we jump in, let's do a quick recap of what we've been talking about for the last few weeks. The 10 reasons your diet isn't working. Reason number one, you're dehydrated. Reason number two, you're focusing on quantity over quality. Reason number three, are you really sticking to your diet like you say you are? Reason number four, fast food is still junk food. Today we are hitting the halfway point with reason number five, you're not eating enough protein. Reason number six will be next week, you're averaging less than 6 hours of quality sleep a night. And yes, that affects your diet, and I cannot wait to share more with you about that one. Number seven, you're eating too much sugar. Number eight, you're not moving your body. Number nine, when you are moving your body, you're focusing only on cardio. And number 10, your diet is not custom to you. So as we jump in this week, we are going to talk about protein. Protein, protein, protein. You probably see it around the internet right now. There are high protein diets, there are high fat diets, there are high carb diets. And what are proteins, carbs, and fat? They're macronutrients, which means they are the big nutrients that we need to make up our diet. And it's easy to say, well, why don't we balance them all? And for some people, 33% protein, 33% fat, and 33% carbs is awesome. However, one of the things we're going to talk about today, and I think this is exactly what's going to fall into our diet series, is are you eating enough protein? And are you even hitting 33% of your food made up of proteins, made up of that macronutrient? Chances are you're not. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And protein is such an important piece of our body. And I could give you a long definition of what proteins are, what they do, how many there are, etc. But in simple forms, protein is one of the three macronutrients that's required to support the function and regulation of our body's tissue and organs. Our body requires protein during periods of growth and development, which as children, obviously you need protein to grow, which if you are raising a child, you understand that sometimes that is a huge struggle. But even as adults, we still need proteins because our body is changing. We are not in the same body we were in yesterday. We're not in the same body we're going to be in tomorrow. Our bodies are growing and changing as we move on throughout the years. And I think that's something we so often forget. We're looking at it as a, how can I lose weight or how can I gain more muscle? But not that our body is always changing. It's always growing, whether it's growing out or up or sideways or whatever, we're always growing. So having protein in our diets is going to be important. It's important for that growth, whatever it may be. And if you're looking to lose weight, you might be saying, well, if I want to be losing weight, why do I need more protein? Your muscles need more protein to start getting stronger. And as your muscles get stronger, that fat goes away. So protein is important and it's going through change. Your body is going through changes, regardless of whether you're on a diet or not. So it's time to start eating more protein and support it through whatever season of life you're in. Not to mention, when we do eat more protein, it actually helps keep our body full for longer, which means we're less likely to snack. It's just an added benefit. If you're somebody who struggles with snacking in the evenings, or you're somebody who is struggling with that 3 p.m., I need to have something to eat, chances are your lunch or your dinner is not getting enough protein into your body, which is why you are reaching for that snack. You're not full. It could be fiber, but protein's our focus today, so let's keep on that track. So how do you know how much protein to eat? Protein, as usual, is going to vary from person to person and season to season. Yes, I threw out that 33% number, assuming we were having an exactly balanced meal every single day, every meal of the day. The reality is, we're not. We are not balanced like that. Some of us need more proteins than we need carbs and fat. Some of us need more carbs than we need proteins and fat. Some of us need more fats than we need proteins and carbs. That's just how it goes. I could give you a formula, I could give you a number, but it's going to change based on your season of life and the goals that you have. The most general term I can give you is that about 25% to 35% of your daily food intake at the minimum should be coming from proteins. A very basic rule of thumb is take your body weight, divide it by 2.2, and then take that number and multiply it by 0.8. That would give you your bare minimum intake of protein. Most likely, you're gonna need more than that a day. But this just helps you kind of get a baseline and see, am I even close? Figuring out how much protein you need is going to take some time. It's not necessarily going to be an overnight thing. And macro calculators will give you the information if you want it to. You can go to precisionnutrition.com and plug in your macros, or you can go to just typing a macro calculator in Google. It's going to give you numbers. But those are just a guide, and those are going on very, very, very basic information, and it's not necessarily super custom to you. It's custom to what you are telling it, but it's not custom to, this is how I feel when I eat this much protein. This is how I feel when I eat this much protein, you know? So yes, macro calculators are helpful. They give you a good place to start, but they're only a guide, and you're going to need to figure out the right balance for you and your body. So start playing around with it. Start with a number and see how you feel. So you can go to a macro calculator. Just go into Google and type in macro calculators. Or I actually was introduced to the Precision Nutrition one, and I really like that one. But go to a macro calculator and see what it gives you. Start with that number. Or if you just want to take the formula I gave you above and start with that number, go for it. It's going to take some playing around and figuring out where to go. So say you take that number from the macro calculator and it says 125 grams of protein a day. Start there. Maybe. We'll get to that in a minute. But start with that number and see how you feel. Ask yourself these questions. Am I full after meals? Do I feel too full after meals? Like, am I eating too much? Like, am I struggling to get it all in? Which, by the way, you should never force feed yourself. We'll get there someday. Are things moving regularly? And when I say are things moving regularly, I mean your digestive system. Do you still have room at meals for fruits and vegetables? Or do you find yourself piling up your plate with as much protein sources as possible because you're not able to come close to that number? How are your energy levels? Are you sleeping okay at night? Are you able to wake up feeling refreshed? And yes, these come into so many more factors than just protein, but this is a really, really good place to start evaluating where you are at. So how do you increase protein? I mentioned you get your number and you're like, okay, I'm gonna start here. But for starters, you need to know where you're at right now. So I would suggest starting to track your food, just your protein, for a week or two and just kind of see where you're coming in at on average. So for example, if you're coming in around 50 grams of protein a day, all of the sudden jumping up to 125 grams of protein is going to be a really, really big bump and your body might not handle it very good. So just keep track of your protein. Like, don't even try to hit a goal, but start keeping track to see where you're at. I really like the app Chronometer because you can actually zero out the carbs and fat, so you don't even have to have goals there and it doesn't start yelling at you like, hey, you're over these numbers, you're over these numbers. Especially when you're just trying to look at one number. Like, if you're only looking at protein, you don't need to know where you're at with carbs and fat. You don't need to be setting goals in other places. So once you know where you're at, chances are you're going to need to increase your protein. The standard American diet is not built these days to be high in protein. Yes, there are protein bars in every flavor and gas station and whatever. But back in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, protein was such a heavy piece of our diet because there was less processed foods as an option. So we were eating things like eggs and bacon and sausage for breakfast, and then our lunches were heavy in protein, and our dinner was a meat and potatoes, you know. So we were eating a ton of protein back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. But these days, we're relying on much more processed food. So having the option to have protein is a lot lower. So that means that you might need to slowly start adding more protein sources into your diet. It means making some swaps. It might mean changing up your diet a little bit more. It's just going to depend on where you're at. So if you're someone who eats a lot of rice, or you're often incorporating rice into your meals, making a simple swap, like replacing the rice with quinoa, can actually bump your protein up a little bit. 1 cup of quinoa has 8 grams of protein, whereas 1 cup of rice has 5 grams. Little things like that are actually going to add up over time. So if you're starting to add little bits of protein in here and there, you're not going to be stuffing your face with protein at 8 o'clock at night because you still have 40 grams to go to your goal. Little things like that are going to make a big difference. So what foods are actually high in protein? While you do not need to necessarily eat meat to get protein, this is a very common belief that the only way to get protein in your diet is meat. Meat and fish are going to be your highest sources of protein, period. So yes, you absolutely can hit a protein goal, a high protein goal throughout the day without eating meat and fish. It's possible, it's doable. I know people who do it all the time. But I'm throwing it out there that if you are somebody who wants to hit a protein goal and you need quick solutions, those are going to be your fastest and easiest sources of protein. Meat, poultry, fish, other seafood, top sources. Then there's dairy. Things like yogurt and milk, like especially whole milk, they have proteins in them. Lentils, edamame, tofu, tempeh, soy milk, nuts. Those are something that can add up. A handful of nuts over time, like for both snacks during the day, like with both of your snacks during the day, that adds protein. Seeds, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, all of those have protein in them. Nut butters, seed butters, quinoa, like I mentioned, oats, even oats have protein. Brown rice has some protein. Now here's the one that blows everybody's mind. Vegetables have protein. Believe it or not, vegetables actually do contain protein. So while you are looking to add sources of protein to your meals, don't leave out the vegetables. Does a cup of broccoli have the same amount of protein as a chicken breast? No. Does it have some protein? Yes. Will that protein add up into your overall protein goal? Absolutely. Do not rule out vegetables when you're trying to increase protein in your diet. Protein is a huge piece of our diet, and chances are you're not getting enough. As you're working towards making healthier changes, take some time to look at your protein. If you're struggling with your diet, how much protein are you getting? Are you getting enough? Where can you make adjustments? As always, it's great to have you here. And if you have a chance to visit iTunes or Spotify to rate and review, I would greatly appreciate it. The more reviews you give, the more people that can find this podcast. Send it to a friend. Come check back in next week.